Hi, and welcome to the Jurisdictionary Show, God, Government, and the Gospel Mystery. Sorry about that little silent pause, but in light of the news and what we're hearing, I think maybe a silent pause is in order. Maybe we all ought to have a silent moment and think about what's going on. So this is the Jurisdictionary Show. We're going to open the lines in a little bit, and hopefully some people will call in. We'll discuss God, government, and the gospel mystery in a positive way with an eye toward hope, supported by your willingness to take responsibility for the dreadful things our government is being allowed to do. That's right. We're going to talk about what you can do to make a difference and not just talk about what's wrong. We will encourage you to learn how to use your personal court power and then encourage you to use it instead of merely complaining about what's wrong or imagining that by simply telling others the problems will somehow disappear as a result of the political process alone. The courts are yours to use. They've been there all the time, but no one told you how to use them. And so we've allowed other people to run our nation far too long. It's time the American people themselves learned how to use the courts. It's not that hard to learn. And began to use the courts to control people in high places, bad people, crazy people, insane people, hateful people, and make them do what they need to do according to the rule of law and the principles and practices of due process that make America what it is, and ultimately the only things that are going to keep America safe and make it safer: due process and the rule of law. This is Rule of Law Radio. And this is the Jurisdictionary Show. We'll try to be on here every Monday, 7 till 9 Eastern, 6 to 8 Central, 5 to 7 Mountain Time, and 4 to 6 out on the coast. We will not give legal advice, so if you want to call in, you've got a problem, you're involved in a lawsuit, someone's giving you a hard time, call someone else. Don't call in, because we're not going to talk about your legal problem, but we are going to talk about the legal system. We're going to talk about government. We're going to talk about God and people's concept of God. And we're going to talk about the gospel mystery in a positive way. The problems we face today, every one of them, is the direct result of the people's partial knowledge about God, government, and the gospel mystery. Three things that we encourage you to call in to discuss. The call-in number is 512-646-1984. We'll turn the phones on in just a moment. Please be patient. But I have something I want to share with you today. It's some thoughts that I put together actually 10 years ago, and I thought tonight would be a good time to share that with you. It's rather brief, and then I'll open the phones and see if we can get some discussion about it. You know, people talk about this nation being built on the principles of Christ, and certainly, Jurisdictionary agrees. America is built on the principles of the gospel of Christ Jesus and its mystery. And we're going to talk about the gospel mystery from time to time. Something that you may not have heard much about, but you'll learn about if you read Colossians and many other places in the New Testament. America is built on those principles of the gospel of Christ. But we need you to think about some things a little more deeply than you're used to thinking about them, perhaps, to think about it and understand that America is not the principles themselves. America is a structure, a mechanism, if you will, that is built on those principles, just as a ship is built on the principles of naval architecture. But a ship is more than naval architecture. A ship is rivets, bolts, plates, steel, wood, and sometimes canvas. All these things are fitted together in a whole to function according to principles of naval architecture. It's the manner in which the builders apply those principles, hope you see where we're going with this, to the task of building a vessel that determines whether the ship they build is seaworthy. Understanding principles, therefore, understanding principles is critical to the outcome. Understanding, the word understanding, is critical to the outcome because You see, the word understanding doesn't mean to comprehend. The word understanding means to stand under, to make those principles priority, to make them paramount, to make them the guiding force, the unchanging, ever-present truth that we then stand under, that we abide, that we work with, that we work for, that we work together to support. So you see, applying the principles is even more critical. For the proper fitting of rivets, the proper making of sails and spars, the proper obedience to the principles of building is essential to the construction of a vessel suitable to entrust the safety of souls at sea. So why shouldn't we see that the same principle of principles applies to building a nation, or maintaining a nation, or repairing a nation? Now you see, the principles of Christ are given to us by God. The application of those principles is taught to us by those who have built upon them in the past, and know that we must also build in accordance with the same principles. Just knowing the principles, however, is not enough to build a nation of laws, any more than just knowing the principles of naval architecture is enough to build a ship. Experience plays a part. Wisdom obeys the principles of Christ, but also sees how to use those principles in practical applications. You know, if someone offers to take you to sea in a vessel he claims he built by revelation received directly from God, without regard to the wisdom of men and women who have experience building and sailing ships at sea, perhaps wisdom will caution you to let him venture out on the briny deep by himself until his creation has been thoroughly tested. Similarly, knowing the love of God through Christ's indwelling spirit, therefore, is not enough to build a nation of loving laws. Knowing the sacrifice Jesus paid at Calvary is not enough to write into law the rules and regulations that alone can wisely govern the lives of many millions and protect the innocent from similar tortures. Knowing the peace that passes understanding is not enough to give you power to pen the principles of government whereby peace can be secured right now and for future generations. You need to know, we need to know, the principles of government. Just as a shipbuilder must know the principles of shipbuilding and then know how to apply those principles. You see, knowing the principles is not enough. And in particular, as we talk about quite a bit, jurisdictionary, the rules of court by which you and your neighbors can, in fact, bring your government under control through the exercise of judicial power. You know, that's something you haven't thought about before. Many of you think that the only way to change things is either political power or violence. You think if telling everybody about the problems, somehow the problems will go away. Well, that's just very foolish. Telling everybody about the problems doesn't do anything except tell everybody about the problems. It doesn't fix the problems. You need to know the principles of government, just as a shipwright needs to know the relative strengths of bolts and welds and rivets, and where to use each in the structure of a seagoing creation. You see, wanting to safely cross the sea is not enough. Simply knowing, for example, that a sailing hull must keep the ocean's water out is not enough to build a hull that can carry towering spars pressed by acres of spreading canvas. Knowing that the ship's hull must keep out water does not give the insight of knowing how to shape the hull so it'll move forward with less effort than it takes to move it sideways. Knowing that the hull must keep water out does not tell us how to place the ballast low in the bottom of the keel When church leaders and their followers proclaim themselves patriots, waving the stars and stripes in one hand and the Bible in another, yet refuse to teach their congregations the fundamental mechanisms by which liberty is secured through the practices of justice, we all lose. And the principles of Christ are actually ignored and trampled underfoot by public legal ignorance that can easily and quickly be corrected. We come back after the break. We're going to talk about good intentions for just a little bit before we open the phone lines. Good intentions, even when guided by the miraculous love of Christ, cannot build ships safe enough to take women and children to sea. Shipbuilding, like the management of governments, requires more than a desire to build, however noble and lofty the intent. It requires special skills, understanding of materials, experience, and willingness to give no room for compromise.